Good morning. This is Abby with your Daily Berlin Briefing for Monday, February 24th, 2020. The Bio Company store on Rudi Dutschke Straße is going in a new direction when it comes to preventing waste. Since the beginning of the year, customers are offered takeaway food in a reusable bowl. The supermarket chain is one of seven companies testing a deposit system for takeaway food for 3 months. The principle is simple. Whoever chooses the reusable container pays a deposit of 10 euros. If he or she brings it back to the store, the money is returned. A startup from Munich is behind the Rebowl deposit system. They want to introduce a reusable solution for takeaway packaging throughout Germany from summer onward. According to figures from the Gesellschaft für Verpackungsmarktforschung, or the Society for Packaging Market Research, which is investigating the waste produced by Germans, around 280,000 tons of disposable plates and bowls end up in the trash every year. Rebowl wants to do something about this. Besides Berlin, the deposit system is currently being tested in Cologne and Munich. Cafes, canteens, and a petrol station are taking part in the test run. Rebowl is using plastic bowls made of polypropylene from a Dutch manufacturer for the test run. The advantage of the bowls is that they are dishwasher safe and heat resistant. If you remove the lid, you can use them in the microwave, but they are not scratch resistant. And they should be able to withstand 300 uses and be recyclable. The company has also set up a deposit system for coffee to-go cups, called ReCup. It works in exactly the same way, and according to the company's creators, the cups can be used about 1,000 times. They are distributed in 370 participating cafes, bakeries, and canteens in the capital alone. Bio Company, for example, has banned all disposable cups from its stores this year. The people of Munich are not the only ones who want to do something about the mountains of takeaway waste. Eco Brotbox from Berlin has also designed a reusable container for food made of stainless steel. In 2019, Berlin's criminal prosecution authorities initiated exactly 386 proceedings with an anti-Semitic background. According to the first annual report of the Anti-Semitism Commissioner of the Berlin Prosecutor General's Office, Claudia Vanoni, 104 acts were committed online, 169 proceedings had to be discontinued because the perpetrators could not be identified or no sufficient suspicion arose, and 27 proceedings were concluded with legal effect. In most cases, fines were imposed. In 2018, Berlin was the first federal state to establish such an office in the Criminal Prosecution Authority. One of its tasks is to network with institutions and organizations of Jewish life. According to Vanoni, anti-Semitism is not an independent criminal offense. Such acts are therefore classified as hate crimes. She added that for effective prosecution, it's crucial to recognize anti-Semitic motives at an early stage. The report also stated that it can be assumed that about 80% of serious anti-Semitic incidents are not reported to the police or other authorities by those affected. The Attorney General emphasized that anti-Semitism threatens the stability of the entire society and must be consistently fought by the state, adding, quote, "This is what the Berlin law enforcement agencies stand for." The controversial rent cap law came into force yesterday, and Berlin's governing mayor, Michael Müller, is convinced that it will serve as a model. In an interview with the German press agency, he stated, quote, "If the rent cap is confirmed by the court, then I'm sure it will be applied not only in Berlin, but also in many other cities." In view of the sharp rise in housing costs, several large cities would look to Berlin with great interest and very closely. The German Tenants Association, or the DMB, assumes that the Berlin rental quality will fall as a result of the rent cap. DMB Managing Director Ulrich Ropertz told the German press agency on Saturday that the law prevents increases as in the past years because of upper limits set by the state. Starting in November, rents will have to be reduced if they were more than 20% above the upper limits of the rent index from 2013. However, Roberts thinks it's possible that the rent cap will fail in court. He's therefore recommending tenants to set aside amounts from saved rents. Berlin is the first federal state to freeze rents for 1.5 million apartments for the next 5 years. The law was published in the Official Gazette on Saturday. According to police, several hundred people demonstrated against the new headquarters of Amazon in Friedrichshain on Saturday. Under the motto, Save Your Keats, Fight Amazon, leftist groups had called for the protest. The demonstrators marched from Frankfurter Tor across Riegauerstrasse to Warschauer Brücke. The protesters criticized Amazon's poor treatment of and payment to employees and called for the expropriation of large internet companies like Amazon and Google. They also believe the settlement of Amazon in the new high-rise building, Edge East Side Berlin, at the Warschauer Brücke will lead to, quote, rapidly rising rents, an exploitation of the neighborhood, and the displacement of people. Amazon will rent 28 of the 35 floors. The building, which will be one of the highest in Berlin, is scheduled for completion in 2023. To stay updated on local Berlin news every weekday, subscribe to our podcast by visiting berlinbriefing.de or hear us on Spotify, bearradio.org, and then connect with us on Twitter and Facebook. Berlin Briefing will be back tomorrow. Thanks for listening.